1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump spoke to Russia's president today and said afterwards he'll meet with Vladimir Putin in Hungary to try to resolve the Russia-Ukraine war. In the meantime, a day before Trump's expected meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky, correspondent Ramey Innocencio on what Zelensky will be requesting.
Air defenses and long-range capabilities as Russia ramps up its attacks going into the winter. This is by drones, we know, by missiles to take out more of Ukraine's power grid.
The Justice Department is expected to present a possible criminal case and seek a grand jury indictment of former National Security Advisor John Bolton. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
John Bolton has long unequivocally denied wrongdoing, but this grand jury could hand up an indictment as early as this afternoon in Greenbelt, Maryland.
The Senate has failed for the 10th time to end the government shutdown. It's day 16 of the shutdown. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to consider funding SNAP and food share services. Under the new federal budget, states are now responsible for covering 75% of the administrative costs for SNAP programs. The new budget also implemented work requirements to qualify for food stamps, adding additional paperwork for the agency to process. The funding would cover federal cuts to the program and hire more staffers to assist residents currently receiving SNAP benefits. Education Insider magazine recognizes Mid-State Technical College as Wisconsin's top technical college for 2025. The college serves an 8-county district through 4 cities, including Wisconsin Rapids. Dr. Shelley Mondek is the president of Mid-State. She said, quote, "This acknowledgement reflects the shared dedication of our faculty, staff, and partners to serve students and strengthen our communities," end quote. Friday and Saturday is the annual ODC Haunted House in Wisconsin Rapids. Dreadmoor Keep is the classic horror scary experience, and Dreadmoor Cove is the kid-friendly experience. This community event is free and open to the public. It's all-inclusive and wheelchair accessible. That's October 17th and 18th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. This Saturday is Science by the River in Wisconsin Rapids. The event will take place on Saturday, October 18th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. along the Riverfront Trail. This celebration of science, nature, and community offers free, hands-on activities at over 15 discovery stations. The route follows the Riverfront Trail from Lyon Park to Ben Hansen Park. Families can explore the activities and meet local scientists, educators, and enthusiasts. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Game 3 for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers, battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at, and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out. And we got a good group of guys, and we've fought all year. So I think heading to L.A., I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate, so obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cool October afternoon with sprinkles and a few showers out there. Clouds in upper 50s to lower 60s, a southeast breeze. For tonight, showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, as overnight lows will drop back into the middle 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday, we'll ask our Week in Review panel all about the protests planned for Saturday against things like trying to have your political opponents arrested, troops in the streets, rampant inflation.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Government shutdowns, and more. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
No Kings rally this Saturday, a good chance to talk about principles for protesters. I've got some. I'm developing more. We're going to write this together. I gave the first one, if people see you doing it, will they want to join you? Second one, if people see you doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Third, and by the way, codicil of that is essentially leading with love. Third, turning the other cheek. Fourth, consider the story you are telling. Consider the narrative. It's also related, of course, to point one and two. No Kings tells a good story. Fifth, build tectonic energy. Earthquakes, there's earthquakes that release tectonic energy. Those that build it, you want to build it. That means you want to build your list. You want to write down email addresses of people who join so you can follow up to ask them to do stuff. You want to have things to do beyond the protest, whether it's the next protest or knocking on doors to legislative candidates, working on civic assemblies, working on campaign finance reform, working on a pro-environment initiative. Sixth, something to be won, something you might be able to celebrate, even if it is only scale the protest, right? If it doesn't have a winnable objective, you might consider if there could be a defined objective to win, so you have something to aim at, and so you have something to celebrate. Consider a move that will generate energy and that might have a recognizable and achievable objective. Seventh principle here, if your political opponent wants you to do it, it might not be the correct move. Let me say that again. If your political opponent would be happy that you did it, it might not be the smartest move. Principle eight, include fun. Look for moments of joy. Include fun. Look for moments of joy. If I can't dance your revolution, I don't want to be part of your revolution. Principle eight, if attacked, redouble your efforts. Create a disincentive to attack. Make sure each time that there is resistance to your pro-democracy efforts, that you recruit more people, you redouble your efforts, you donate another dollar. You make a little more expenditure of energy. And they, until they learn the lesson, if we mess with these people, it only makes it worse. So make it worse. And by worse, I mean make it better. Record the efforts came today. 10th principle today, record the efforts. If you want to make history, record that history. It also helps feedback, principle one and principle two. If people see you do it, they will be more likely to join you and think you should wield power. Now let's go straight back to your calls. Let's go to Sue from Belmont, Michigan, I believe. Go ahead, Sue.
Hi, I got a couple of things to mention. I love the idea that you have been putting forth about principles in protesting. I don't know, you're aware of what they're doing, what they've started doing in Portland with the costumes.
Yes, the flannel frogs are hilarious.
All of them, I think, if, and that can add to the fun of it, you know? And, you know, those inflatable costumes are a bit more expensive, so I bought one that, you know,
doesn't inflate.
Isn't inflatable, but it's an all body one. I'm going to be a banana.
You, and you don't want necessarily an inflated banana. You want a sort of a sleek banana. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like if you inflated, it'd be, I don't know, it might be a, what's a lemon? I don't know if it got big and round, but I think you're doing good without an inflated banana.
I got one other thing to mention. Your screener mentioned something about wearing a paperclip as a symbol of the movement.
Mm.
Well, at the last protest I was at, somebody was passing those out, but they're huge. They're like 2 inches long, and they are, you know, colorful. And if you can't find them, I guess having something like a ribbon or something tied to it, but you know the meaning behind it. It's a resistance movement, which goes back to the Nazi regime. Mm. So...
those are good tips. Thank you, Sue. And you're headed out in Belmont, or where are you going to be doing it this Saturday?
Riverside Park on Monroe.
All right. Well, bring a friend. Like I keep just telling everybody, just find a friend. First time I voted, I told the story before. First time I voted is because my friend Trevor looked at me and said, Jeff, you voted yet? I was like, no. And he said, let's go. And I got in his truck. We went and voted. And literally, it wasn't I intended not to vote. I just went because like a friend said, have you done it yet? And he could give me a ride. And it was as simple as that. You might be able to give somebody a ride. Thank you, Sue, so much. Let's go to Dorothy from Palm Coast, Florida.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can. I could hear your enthusiasm, which gave me some enthusiasm. I appreciated it.
I am excited. I cannot protest this weekend. I have to work.
It's all right.
But I pray for everyone's safety. I pray for everyone's safety. And I think all the protesters should have American flags smattered everywhere. I think that will protect them for any
that's a good
aggression
point.
Against them.
Dorothy, that's a really good point.
Yes, the optics. You want the optics. You want
to
see.
I thought of that. I had thought of that, Dorothy. I thought when you first said have an American flag. Oh, that's a good idea. Recapture the flag and such and which. But the point that if you have it for the person who called earlier saying, "Well, I'm worried if something might happen to me," and that's why I think the principle of redouble your efforts. I'm not saying look to get attacked, but if you redouble your efforts, it's not to the advantage of the opponent to attack you. But what you said is something really useful, that the flag almost gives you a shield. If somebody carrying an American flag gets attacked, it makes the attacker look pretty darn bad.
Exactly.
Dorothy,
exactly.
That's genius.
You see them
no, Dorothy, that is brilliant.
Yeah. I my prayers are with everyone. But I do have hope. I have a friend that's a Trumper, and I'm happy to say she's not a Trumper anymore.
There you
she
go.
Has
there you
converted.
Go, Dorothy.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
The power of relationships, right? The power of relationships. In the era of money and robots, we're on the side of purpose and relationships. And if we can find shared purpose and build relationships around those purpose, those purposes, then humanity has a chance. But I'm not whistling Dixie. Carrying American flag as protection, it's genius. I want everybody to hear that what Dorothy said. I had thought about it in terms of as a PR move. I hadn't thought about it literally as protection. Imagine even the caller who said, oh, I got rolled coal. Somebody went and put exhaust on me. If you have a video of an exhaust truck on somebody carrying an American flag, who looks worse, the person carrying the American flag or the person who puts exhaust on it?
Exactly.
Dorothy.
Yes.
I wish I'd been smart enough to think of that when the person called before who was a little bit worried about their safety. I would have said, just carry an American flag. No one's going to touch you.
Nope. Not at all.
It's brilliant.
Not at all.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
John from West Allis, Wisconsin. I believe you're on the air.
Thank you. I just wanted to say a couple things. First of all, I'm 81 years old, and I will definitely be at these protests, in a small town in Wisconsin.
Awesome.
On Saturday, because I don't want to die in a fascist country.
There you go.
The second thing I want to say is this, though. At the last No Kings protest I was at, there was a counter-protester there, and as he was walking back and forth, we noticed that he had a handgun tucked into the back of his pants.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind my counter-protesting friends that they really do need to consider gun safety. I have a friend who used to carry, he was a private detective, among other occupations, and he used to carry a gun stuffed in the back of his belt. And he accidentally discharged it one time. Yeah, and it about blew his gluteus maximus, let's just say, off.
Are we allowed to say ass on air? Yeah, he blew his ass off. Go ahead, John. I don't mean to profane you. You don't have to adopt my foul language, but I think it's pretty. You could say, but that it blew his ass off. I think that sounds funny. But John, please continue.
It's only funny if it doesn't happen to you.
It's only funny if it doesn't happen to you. We're going to break, John. Thank you so much for the call. Gun safety, indeed.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Back with your calls, 202-808-9925. What are you doing this Saturday? What are you doing this weekend? How are you protesting, No Kings? What are your principles for protesting?
So what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's www.getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. www.getnativepath.com/Hartman.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. North Carolina already has an F grade from the Princeton Gerrymandering Project for having extremely uncompetitive voting districts. Nonetheless, its state House Speaker announced October 13th the legislature would gerrymander another GOP congressional seat before the 2026 midterms. It's the latest GOP attempt to cling to power in the U.S. House. In a social media post, North Carolina House Speaker Destin Hall said, "We will stand with the president, defend the GOP majority, and secure an additional Republican House seat," unquote, after an agreement was reached between House and Senate leadership, according to North Carolina Newsline. The state has a Democratic governor, and Trump won North Carolina over Harris by a narrow margin, 50.9% to 47.6%. Yet, currently, the GOP holds 10 of 14 of North Carolina's U.S. House seats. But Speaker Hall noted in his post, quote, "POTUS's victory sent a clear message. The voters are with him." GOP efforts in Texas, Missouri, and Utah have been challenged in the courts, but the GOP holds a 5-2 majority in the North Carolina Supreme Court, and its decisions have favored the legislature in recent years. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that federal courts have no role in partisan gerrymandering disputes. Action on a new congressional district map will begin the week of October 20th. We have local reporting linked at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
And we are back taking your calls. No King's protest this Saturday, going over principles for protest as well as tips as well as your sign ideas. And Becky, is it Negaunee, Michigan?
Yes, it is.
Hoo-wee. I feel lucky that I got that one right. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that we have been protesting every Saturday.
There you go.
In Marquette, Michigan.
Yep.
And every other Tuesday in Negaunee. Negaunee, we're getting a lot of people flipping us off. But
yeah.
Still a lot of support.
Yep.
But Marquette, almost all very supportive. And
yeah.
I bring a little speaker with me so we can have some music. So we're all very happy and peaceful. And one of my signs, I've been making quite a few, but it's going to say hope, strength, courage, action.
Nice. And I like, even if people are when in doubt, I even just like a No King sign. I think it's pretty good. And it made me think of something, Becky. When somebody flips you off, and if they don't mean it as a compliment, it's sort of like yes, kings. Is that what they're like? Yes, kings. Let's in fact have that, which makes me wonder, and really think about this for a moment. If Donald Trump were announced to be a king, if he announced it, if Congress said, if the Republican Congress said it was okay, or if it just happened by magic and he was named king. Do you think a majority of Trump supporters would say that's good? I worry that they might. Like, I don't think a supermajority. I'd really be interested in like what the reaction would be, if particularly if they had the weight of the Fox News and Peter Thiel and now Ellison and Charlie Munger's kid, if they had the propaganda machine of the modern right, which is funded unlike any propaganda machine in the history of the world. If they had that propaganda machine in favor of it and promoting it, like, what would be the reaction? And actually, let me put it to you as a focus group of one. Becky, what do you think? Do you think Trump supporters would be pretty cool with it if Trump were named king?
I think a lot of them would. And
that's my fear.
I would rather say no dictators than no kings, because if you think of a king, you think of King Charles, and he doesn't seem very dangerous.
I like no king just fine. It's short, and
yeah.
There's a whole revolution thing, I'm down with it. And I, by the way, even though you know King Charles, nice enough guy, and believes in climate change science, I'm still not in favor of the monarchy. So I'm okay with it. But isn't that interesting that you and I both think? I don't know, but you and I both think that a significant percentage. More than half, more than two-thirds, less than half, I'm not sure. But a significant percentage of Trump supporters would be cool if he were named King of America, Dictator of America. And
right.
And if you ask another question, would you rather have him as king or a democratically elected Democratic president? I think a significant majority of them would be. Okay, and just to be clear, I don't want a dictator. I don't want a king, whatever political party that person is part of. If your political party, if your MAGA movement, if your team, if your tribe is cool with a dictatorship, is cool with having a king, as long as it's your king, you want your king. What does that say about your movement? I don't mean you. I mean the person out there. What does that say about
right.
the MAGA movement? If you and I are right, what does that say about them? I think they ought to first of all, think about my first question. And if I'm right, if in their heart of hearts I'm right, they should rethink that a little bit. And by the way, if that's true, that team really can't be in charge. Whomever their king is, that team cannot be in charge.
Right. You know, here's a little more insight.
All right.
We also had a nurses rally here.
Nice.
Because
love nurses.
Our nurses, yeah. Well, I went to the nurses rally.
Yep.
And there's people flipping those guys off too.
Yep.
And it's like, you're against nurses? Are you kidding?
Yeah. Yeah. No, unfortunately, they have defined their central morality. They have defined more than God, more than Christianity, more than Ten Commandments. They have defined their central morality. And I take no joy in saying this. As I say it, I think I'm right. And I couldn't imagine me thinking this 20 years ago, but their central morality, their central movement is not a particular objective. It is not a particular cause. It is not a particular moral precept. It is the defeating of their political enemy. It is the undermining, the deriding, the jailing, the flipping off at of people that have been described, defined, identified as their political enemy. It's owning the libs. It's going after the left. That is, and if that's true, your team really should not be in charge. Becky, I should go to the next caller.
Have a great day, Jeff.
You too. Philip from San Jose, California. You're on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Nice talking to you, and I love today's subject topic or whatever. And my idea for the signs would be to stop Trump's war on, and then fill in the blank: democracy, immigrants, the media. The list goes on. I mean, this guy's against everything, and he just is very aggressive, in the process.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Where are you heading out this weekend?
I'm not sure. I'm in San Jose, and I know they usually have one in by the city hall, but I'm going to look to see where if there's more than one in the area. There's they've had plenty of them in the Bay Area. The South Bay is where I'm at. And the other thing I was thinking was like, I would like it if some of these rallies were at local TV stations, because the media is just nowhere to be found on some of this stuff. I hear more promotion from you guys and MSNBC than I hear anywhere else.
No, and that's a good idea. In fact, if people aren't sure where to go, you can make your own. Because you, a sign in a street corner counts. You, a sign in a street corner counts. You, a sign in the parking lot of KOIN or KTU or KGW or WSYT counts. You at a football game with a tailgate or the No King sign, that counts. You count. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And an American flag so you don't get beat up. I love the American flag idea. Good job, Dorothy. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5:30, I dive into the controversy over Stephen A. Smith's commentary about Jasmine Crockett. Can a sports commentator turn into a politician? I think not.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a bipartisan bill to help women who need extra screenings is advancing in the legislature. Savannah Tolme Olson reports.
Decades of public health announcements have worked. Most women know they should be getting a yearly mammogram after turning 40. But up to 40% of women have dense breast tissue, which means a mammogram is unlikely to detect problems. They could get a totally clean bill of health after a mammogram when there's actually something wrong. Right now in Wisconsin, most insurance companies will cover some of the cost for extra screenings like MRIs and ultrasounds. But that means patients are often paying for at least a portion out of pocket, and they can be expensive. Dr. Jennifer Bergen is a breast imaging radiologist.
Just last month, I saw a young woman. She had noticed a pea-sized lump 7 months ago. Her doctor recommended and ordered the imaging tests, and the patient did her homework. She knew she was going to have out-of-pocket costs, and so she decided, because she really couldn't afford those tests at that time, to just wait and see what would happen. When I saw her 7 months later, the lump had grown to the size of a golf ball, and it had spread not just as cancer in her breast, but to her lymph nodes.
Gail's law would require insurance companies cover those extra screenings for women with dense breast tissue. The bill is named for Gail Zeamer, who died of breast cancer after mammograms missed it more than once. The bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate this week. Republican Cindy Duco says it took some negotiation.
And we can thank Senator Rivera for that, because she worked really super hard to get mostly all those men on board, to be honest with you.
The bill has also been heard by an assembly committee, and the bipartisan group of women lawmakers behind it say they're looking forward to seeing it on the assembly floor. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A cool October afternoon with sprinkles and a few showers out there. Clouds in upper 50s to lower 60s, a southeast breeze. For tonight, showers, maybe even a rumble of thunder, as overnight lows will drop back into the middle 50s. It's 57 at our studios.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee actress and filmmaker Kara Mulrooney makes the popcorn pick of the week. Then Dan Hess of Old World Wisconsin joins me to discuss a big upcoming event. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For all of your support. help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
Welcome back. We've been going through principles for protesters. I'll go over them again before the close of the show. We've also got some tips. Dorothy's great tip of carrying an American flag, not just to send a signal, not just to recapture the fundamental imagery of the country. Well, that's important, too. But even just protection. Even just protection against somebody blowing exhaust at you or worse. Second, consider what you wear. I like the idea of wearing suits. I enjoy the inflatables and funny costumes, whether it's a banana or an inflatable frog. We had a caller suggested passing out flowers, giving something, having a symbol, having each interaction itself be a capturable story that is told. Humor. I like the idea of a No Kings tailgate at college football games. You can have a regular tailgate. Just include a No Kings sign. The camera goes by, it's there. Like the idea of doing one in the parking lot of a television station or a radio station. Those still exist. Thank you for listening to the radio. Those places where a media member is likely to drop by. Where you can wear a paperclip. I also like the idea of playing music. Consider what music you play. Let's hear more, either on principles or on tips. Let's go to David from Tyler, Texas. You're on the air. David from Tyler, Texas. Going once, going twice. David from Tyler, Texas. Okay, we're going to instead go to Dick from, is it Gilmanton, New Hampshire? Not hearing you. Robin, can you hear me? Yeah. All right. We'll have technical support. I may have done something to the board here. I'll go through the principles. Principle one, if people seeing you do it, will they want to join you? If people seeing you do it, will they think you should wield more power? Third principle, turn the other cheek. Learn from Jesus, learn from Gandhi, learn from Martin Luther King Jr. Four, consider the story you're telling. What's the narrative? Ultimately, the most persuasive thing there is story. Robin, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Jeff. You guys did have some type of outage there.
I think we had a glitch. I don't know what did it, but thank you very much. You are on the air. And I'll give the fifth. Consider how your protest builds energy, because that's what you want to do. You want it to build power. You want it to build people. You want it to build story. You also want it to build next steps. So capture information. I don't just mean recording it. Oh, that's cool, too. But carry, whether that's clipboards, whether that's an iPad, build the movement. Get people plugged in to do stuff in the future, whether it's the next protest or a good political activity or something that helps save democracy. Robin, you're on from Kingston, Washington.
Yeah, Jeff, and I'm right in your lane, but I have a different avenue of support.
Great.
This phone call is not challenging protesting. It's challenging the doctrinaire thought behind protesting, and you'll understand that a little bit more. The general concept is protest making political change, ? Not so much over the years. We're going to do some radio math in just a moment here. But I wanted to just make a point to you and your listeners. My observations, I'm 77, is that the right wing loves to see lefties protesting, and you'll figure it out at the bottom here. So the radio math is this, okay? And the given is that the primary agent for political change is voting, meaning changing politicians or changing legislation. So that's what makes change here. So here's your math. 10 million protesters committing 2 hours to protest equals 20 million hours. So the larger question here, and this is not a hard answer, but it's up for discussion, which makes the most political change? 20 million hours of gathering or 20 million hours of improving all things voting? So the concept that I'm going here is use your protesting to gather your local political power.
There you go.
Okay, that's what it is. So if you're in a protest, another sign you should bring is if you're in a big city like Portland, bring a protest for a neighboring city or a neighborhood or something like that. Meet those people, develop your powerful group at that time. So we want to make sure that at the end of protesting, we save some energy to actually make a change. And I'm just going to say I have a new rule, and it's one that's a little bit hard to get through. It's not the total number of protesters that matters. A true democracy is it's the number of local protests across the country. And if you pull up the little, balloon or whatever they call that map of what's going to be going on Saturday, and you look at it nationwide, we're getting there, Jeff. We got over 2,000 across the country. And my postulation is once we get that number to 10,000 balloons, or 10,000 local events, and like you said, standing on a street corner with your own No King sign is an event. And if we have 10,000 across the country, then we have got a wonderful foundation for creating political change and for our political power to gather and to use Reagan to trickle on up. And the reason I say trickle is because it has to happen all the time. We can't just protest and go home. We have to organize and keep at improving this democracy. So I'm supporting protesting, I'm supporting everything, but there is a bigger goal. And so
it's a great call. I want to pick up on 2 points. Thank you so much for calling, everything you do. Pick up on 2 points. One, and in reverse order, location, location, location. I would rather have 4 people in a swing district than 5 people in an urban center. If somebody said, well, you'd have 4 versus 8, I don't know. I don't know what the multiplier is or what the divisor is. But if you are by yourself with a sign by the local bank, by the local TV station, by the local city hall in the busiest street, and it's just you and a sign, it's you and a sign in a tiny town, heck yes, yay you. A small group as a pro-democracy dot of whatever color in a sea of red, yay you. A lot of emphasis on swing districts and all those places where congressional candidates need to win to hold Congress. Every state legislature needs to hold to win. A group of 20 of you is worth more than a group of 45 of you in an urban center. That's not to knock the urban centers. Heck yes. I live in Portland. I'm going to do one in a small town this weekend. Go to those swing districts because your congressional representation will see you. The political consultants will see you. If the media sees you, it's great. Urban centers has the advantage of being near media centers, so it's good. I'm not knocking that at all, but I like your location, location, location. The other thing you said is have it lead to something. That's not exactly what you said, but that's what you said. That it's not only about the protests, it's also about the voting. Back in the day when I was doing the bus project stuff, I wrote this set of principles that I never published because I was never sure about it. And I should have put a little more work into it, gotten sure of it, and then published it. But I wrote some things down. And I remember one of my little bullets was no protests. And my feeling was is it felt lazy. That it wasn't that people weren't demonstrating. It wasn't that people weren't willing to emit their barbaric yawp or share their rage, but that we needed nerdier stuff than that. We needed people who would nerd out on policy. We needed people who would work to turn out voters. We needed people to get really strategic as well as really tactical to knock on doors in swing districts for legislative candidates to turn chambers because those chambers also have the power to draw districts. And I got feedback from somebody who says, yeah, I get your point, Jeff, but don't say no protests. Because the protests are good. And I was convinced, and I'm particularly convinced now, because for some, the first step will be, okay, I don't know everything. I don't know who I think should run the legislature, but I know what's happening now is wrong. And we can get people to gather together under a shared understanding that what is happening right now is wrong. It's just wrong. It's bad. It's wrong. And then bring them to another step of pro-democracy activism, which is what you just said. That's what I now think. And that we do want to convene. We do want to have enough energy so an artist looking at it says, you know what? I ought to write a song for those people. So a storyteller looks at it, you know what? I ought to tell a story about those people. So that a filmmaker, that a video maker looks, you know, I ought to make a short form or a long form or a feature length movie about what's happening now, either directly or abstractly. So people look at it and say, you know what? Those people should have more power because look at how they're conducting themselves. Look at the fun time they're having or look at the importance of what they're doing. Look at how committed they are. That's something maybe I should join. Or somebody running for office says, you know, those are people I ought to listen to because I'll need their votes or I'll need their voices. Or I see their social media accounts and says, wow, if I'd rather be with them than against them. That we build those things. And then as we build that energy, we focus that energy on pro-democracy activity, civic assemblies, publicly funded elections, making sure that districting happens in a way that actually reflects the will of the overall people of the United States of America. Making sure that we turn out voters, and heck yes, state legislative races, and beyond. So I love that call. Appreciate you. We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
What are your principles? Want to make sure I didn't miss a big one? What are your activities? And then the big, big finish!
Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
And we are back. We'll push ahead to the big, big finish. Let's go to Beth. Is it Novi?
Novi.
Michigan.
I
should have gotten it because we've got I also know a no tie. But go ahead. Go ahead, Beth from Novi.
Okay. Well, I am going to march on Saturday, and two things I want to mention. My poster, I have a gold crown with a big X that says no kings, and then I also have parts of our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. That's my take, you know. Second thing is that my son, when he was either, I think he was 12 years old, had to do a project. And somebody he's an admirer, but he did it on my father, his grandfather. And my dad at 17 enlisted in the Army Air Corps, whatever it's called. I can't remember what it was called back then. Anyway, I listened to the tape, and my son said, Grandpa, why did you join? And my dad said, well, I was 17, and I did it for God and for country. And then he continued about fascism. So then, fast forward. So I was speaking to my son, and I said, okay, Dan, look, I'm considered a terrorist now because I'm anti-fascist. Would they consider the Greatest Generation a terrorist organization or a terrorist group? I mean, this is what people don't understand. And that gentleman who you just talked to, he doesn't get it. He's okay with somebody who's against authoritarianism. We're being called anti-fascist. I'm being called a terrorist. Oh, wait a minute, and I'm a teacher, so I'm a pedo and a groomer. And he's okay with all that?
No, he'd rather not. He'd rather not grapple with it. It's easier to say both sides. It's easier to point at some misconduct by a political adversary than to really come to grips with what's happened with the levers of power in the at the center of government. It's a scary thing to come to grips with that. And I can understand why people want to avoid it.
And my one tip would be to tell people that you're going to be there. I told both of my sons that I'm there, where I'm going to be, and just so that they could be aware if anything does happen. I don't think anything will, but I think people should notify friends and whoever they can.
Yep. I gotta go, Beth, because I'm going to try to clear the board, and we only have just a couple minutes. Dave, you got about 30 seconds. I'm going to try to give everybody 30 seconds, give them a chance.
Yeah, okay. Since the last No Kings Day, I had put in my back window of the car, I put the flag upside down, a 3x5 flag. I may not make it at the parades there, but you can drive to different towns and different states, and that still gets the message out to you.
Love it.
Love it,
Dave.
Nice to hear Becky from the UP as a former Uper.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Lori, from I think it's McElhenney, Florida. You got 30 seconds.
Hi. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I am well. Go ahead. I don't want to eat up your time. Go on.
Okay. Do you really think that if you don't stand up and you don't protest, that it, I mean, it's not going to work? I want to stand up. I think it will work.
Yep. Well, it has in history. What we know is it has in history.
I believe that.
And from regimes even more dictatorial than this one, it has worked in history. So all we can do is learn from history, and all we can do is try to repeat the good parts and try to encourage others. Know that the impact that we have at least has impact on others who will feel that love. Roy, you got a great sign idea. We got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I heard Trump talking one time about a year ago about how much he liked Al Capone. I thought that would be good for a sign. So my sign, I'm going to be in Manhattan. My sign says, what's the difference between Al Capone and Donald Trump? The answer, Al Capone wasn't a pedophile.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. Dave from Tyler, Texas. You got about 20 seconds?
Yeah. There's no excuse not to be out on the street on Saturday. If you can hide in a costume, you can leave your phone at home where you can't be tracked. All you got to do is show up, you know, and after it's over, it's a local thing to do. But the thing is getting out and making sure. I'm a white guy, and I figure I got to be out front about everything, you know. But
love
if
it,
you
David.
Need to hide, you
can do
there's
it.
No excuse not to hide. It's Halloween, for crying out loud.
You can wear
have
a costume.
Good time out there.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it. Have a good time out there. Bob, you're our last caller. You got 20 seconds.
Okay, I'm going to recommend a website and a book. The website is The Authoritarians. You have to put quotes around that to be sure that's all
you
get.
You got a call coming in. If my dad, he would answer it.
That's my landline, and I'm ignoring it. That's a robocall. Anyway, there's a fellow named Bob Altemeyer. He's a sociologist. He wrote this book, and it's a free PDF download. He maintains that something like one-third of the human population are authoritarians. They may be hardwired in the same way people are left-handed or right-handed. And the authoritarians, in turn, breaks into a very small group who are the CEOs, dictators, and criminals, and a very large group, which are the followers who want somebody else to make the decisions for them.
Bob, appreciate the call. Let me wrap with this. Principles for protesters. You see people doing it, will they want to join you? If you see people doing it, will they think you should wield more power? Turn the other cheek, consider the story you're telling. Build tectonic energy, have something to be won. If a political opponent wants you to do it, it might not be the right move. Include fun, look for joy. If attacked, redouble your efforts. Record your efforts. Courage, location, location, location. Use the American flag as protection. You're the coalition of benevolently irrational good people doing good things for no good reason. You are priceless. Definition of price is worth a lot, not for sale. Thank you, everybody. I will be back tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he spoke today to Russia's president, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president and President Putin discussed meeting together in Budapest, and President Trump will talk about that opportunity with President Zelensky when he's here at the White House tomorrow.
Ukraine's president had hoped to speak to Trump about long-range weapons. Trump warned Hamas today that there will be no choice but to go in and kill them if the internal bloodshed in Gaza continues. Trump had said Hamas was taking out some gangs, and it didn't bother him much. Scott McFarland reports a case against former National Security Advisor John Bolton could be presented to a grand jury in Maryland.
This is the prosecutor's burden, and if the prosecutor is able to communicate some type of probable cause to the grand jury to think a crime occurred, the grand jury would return an indictment, or what they call a true bill.
Officials searched Bolton's home and office recently in an investigation into classified documents. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.